we've been planning for this for, you know, years, what the expansion prospects look like for American whiskey long term. And we found that Bernheim, which is more or less landlocked based on three or four expansions there, just could not contain the space that we needed to continue to expand and grow our American whiskey portfolio.
And with that, obviously you had to move to someplace out in the countryside. I know from talking to the mayor of Bardstown that at least three other counties were being considered for this, but why go ahead and relocate back to Bardstown?
Well, Mark, you know, you've been around Heaven Hill long enough to know that we take great pride in being a part of the bourbon capital of the world. It's where we were founded. Our old distillery and our bottling operations and a disproportionate amount of our team members are there in Bardstown and Nelson County. And so it was important for us to have this homecoming to Bardstown with this distillery because it plays such a big role in our success. The people, our team members, the community, it's very important for us to have our base there in Bardstown. And we did look around because, you know, as a growing company, you can't just rely on, you know, we're going to go find some space there in Bardstown and that's where we're going to settle our roots. But at the end of the day, it was important for us to be in Bardstown. And quite frankly, we're a little bit closer to the city center now than even old Heaven Hill Springs was.
And that's a key thing. It's you're pretty much right in the heart of downtown. Well, just to the east of downtown, next to the community park. And this really becomes almost like an urban distillery in some ways, right?
Well, yes, in some ways, but it's an enormous piece of property that we're acquiring here to settle down in. And that's going to enable us to, you know, while being in the city center, also provide some setback for, you know, any noise or anything that might come from the facility, but yet be a part of Bardstown.
But this is not going to have a visitor center, at least at first, right?
It will not. We have plans in place should we decide to do that. But this facility is really all about production, not unlike our historic Bernheim distillery. But really the core elements here are about production and how do we prepare ourselves for the future of American whiskey. That said, it could be a part of a tour experience that originates over at our Heaven Hill Bourbon Experience and, you know, travels over there in small numbers. But at the end of the day, it's really important for us to be prepared for the future, have our visitors experience in Bardstown at the Heaven Hill Bourbon Experience, and be able to meet the needs of all of the folks that are fans of Heaven Hill.
Obviously, there's still a lot of questions that have to be answered here. Things like where Connor O'Driscoll, your master distiller, is going to be based, whether this will have separate distillery manager, or whether Connor will stay up at Bernheim. How does Bernheim fit into the future? Is it going to continue to make bourbon? Is it going to be used for your other products? What's the future?
Well, the future is dependent on Bernheim remaining, you know, a world-class distillery. We have no intention of producing anything other than American whiskey over at Bernheim. We do age some brandy there, but by and large, Bernheim remains a critical part of our future. And as far as the unanswered elements of this plan, you know, we really wanted to get out in front of this announcement. We had a public meeting that was to get some zoning change and then get this information out to the people who really appreciate and understand the significance of Heaven Hill announcing a new distillery that hasn't been in Bardstown for nearly 30 years. Our American whiskey is our heart and soul, and Bardstown is, you know, the hometown for us. And this really is an amazing homecoming for Heaven Hill that we couldn't be more proud of. And so, you know, we got through that public meeting and took the opportunity to share this. in spite of the fact that some of those things, yeah, remain unanswered. Is Connor going to be, you know, commuting now 45 minutes or 10 minutes? You know, those sorts of things, you know, we know Connor is going to continue to make good whiskey wherever he is. So those are easy questions to answer in the future. But we wanted to get the bones of this information out because we're so proud of this announcement.